Good afternoon. The storm that brought double-digit snowfall totals to most of interior New York and New England will continue to wind up and eventually slide north and east of Long Island and Cape Cod tonight. The upper-level energy associated with this system will keep at least light snow going for a large part of the region, with some moderate to heavier bands possible, especially across portions of the Catskills, Taconics, Litchfield Hills, and southern Berkshires. Elsewhere, mainly light snow will occur, with occasional scattered snow showers more likely in the Adirondacks, Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont. In these areas, we can expect another 1 to 3 inches of snow overnight tonight before things wind down after midnight. In the areas where we see more persistent snow bands in the Greater Capital District and Mohawk Valley, central and southern Vermont, and in the Berkshires, and also the Hudson Valley, 3 to 6 more inches of snow will be possible, while in the Catskills, where some heavier bands could show up, and portions of western New England across the higher terrain, some of these locations could have as much as 5 to 10 inches more snow before everything winds down late tonight. Temperatures will hold in the 20s and lower 30s. After this system passes by, we'll have a drying trend on Tuesday morning, then breaks of sunshine in the afternoon. The breeze will shift around to the northwest to help this drying trend, and temperatures will reach the lower 30s for daytime highs. A weak clipper will pass through on Wednesday, and another one on Friday, with scattered snow showers both days. Otherwise, it'll be brisk and chilly through the middle and latter portion of the week, with highs staying in the lower to mid-30s. We'll dry it out completely with high pressure for the upcoming weekend, but it will be cold to start on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds upper 20s, then bouncing back to the upper 30s with mostly sunny skies on Sunday. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with snow, several inches possible into the night with temperatures dropping back to the lower 30s. Boston, any rain will change to snow with a couple of inches overnight, temperatures sliding through the 30s, and light snow or snow showers in Buffalo with readings sliding back into the 20s. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with occasional snow showers this evening, tapering off overnight in the upper teens to around 20. Scattered snow showers, otherwise partly sunny tomorrow with highs in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with occasional snow through the evening and tapering off overnight with temperatures in the lower 30s. Partly sunny skies, brisk on Tuesday with highs in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with snow winding down tonight, temperatures holding in the mid to upper 20s, partly sunny and breezy tomorrow with highs in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Light to moderate snow through the evening hours, tapering off overnight, temperatures in the mid-20s. Partly sunny and brisk with a few flurries tomorrow, highs in the lower 30s. Region-wide for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, partly to mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, lower to mid-30s, and a mix of sun and clouds Saturday, upper 20s, and upper 30s with mostly sunny skies on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.